Staying on the West Coast, where that state of emergency was declared yesterday, we're joined now by the region's Emergency Management Group Controller, Te Araha Cook. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, good morning, Dan.
Corin, it's Corin, Dan, yes.
Oh, Corin, that's okay.
First name, second name, yes, I know. Now, your main area of concern this morning?
Obviously, today is the forecasted heavier intensity rain impacts for the entire West Coast, but not just the impacts on the West Coast. Watch spillover. We may get impacting on the Bullitt area in terms of the Takaka-Nelson area that falls into their catchment, and we're starting to get the wind building up as well. So combined with up to 100k gale force winds, it's going to cause us potentially quite a few issues.
The rivers, in terms of the modelling and how quickly they are rising and the amount of rain you're getting in the catchments, are you able to model a scenario of any potential serious flooding?
We're modelling against precautions, so the modelling for Buller in terms of impacts from rain today suggests we may have some issues by 6am tomorrow morning. In terms of our southern glaciers, Fox and Franz, as you heard from Chris earlier this morning from NIWA, we're going to start having heavy rainfalls there in a couple of hour time, so that will start to impact on their rivers, and the same with Hokitika. So we've got good resources in place, eyes on, plus some monitoring to let us know if alert levels have been hit.
Right, so those low-lying areas in Westport in particular that have been hit before, the flood protection measures, the sandbagging, the blow-up bags, whatever you need to try and prevent that flooding, is that going to need to be put out today?
In terms of Westport, they've been proactive, so they've had the sandbags available for the last couple of days and have advised people where they can get those from. We're also making sure we're keeping an eye on any weak points, such as stop banks that may have been impacted last time. At this stage, in terms of modelling, apart from low-lying areas, we have a slight level of confidence that it's not going to impact on areas within the Westport Township, but obviously you're still going to have surface flooding building in the area due to stormwater maybe not being able to cope with the volumes.
Now, further south, you mentioned that initially wasn't perhaps so much on the radar. It seems to be becoming more so now. Are you quite worried about Franz Josef and areas like that?
We definitely want to keep eyes on, because with the glacier valleys, in terms of how quickly those rivers rise, it gives us very little run-in time in terms of areas that might need to be evacuated, hence having eyes on rather than just worrying about the modelling. And if people have concerns, they can get that information back to us and we can initiate evacuations accordingly.
And the wind you mentioned, is that actually causing you some worries in terms of, you got swell as well, but the wind, what, damaging trees and power lines and things?
It's a combination. Obviously, we've got some communities that are very coastal, particularly up in the Buller region in terms of areas like Granity. So if we have increased swells with the wind, whilst we've also got elevated river levels and stream levels, that can just aid to the impact in terms of flooding and surface flooding or breaching of streams. But obviously the West Coast, at the best of times, you add the wind and the rain, it doesn't take very long before our coastal roads are impacted or the passes, which lead to us being isolated pretty quickly. So hence the need in terms of making the declaration yesterday to make sure we could do surge planning and have resources right throughout the West Coast if we need them.
And looking at the outlook, this may last for a few days because you're going to get that second wave, so to speak, closer to the weekend. So that state of emergency, do you expect that to be in place for quite some days?
That's correct, Corin. We're likely to leave the state of emergency in for the 7 days as a minimum, because in terms of the second front coming through, it will obviously be hitting areas of the West Coast already completely saturated, and we're potentially going to have one brief respite and then right back into trying to make sure we're looking for the safety of people. And if it comes to evacuations and we evacuate people, it's likely we wouldn't let them back until after the second front has moved through.
How likely do you think it is that you will be cut off with those passes?
It will come down in terms of the temperatures. At the moment, from a weather point of view, we don't have to worry about snow. It will come down to how quickly rivers and streams rise. At the moment, Arthur's Pass and Lewis are still open, so we will just continue to monitor with the appropriate agencies as to what that will look like going forward.
Your advice, though, to motorists, not try and take those passes at the moment?
We've been saying all the way through, only travel if it's absolutely necessary, and that includes internally within the district as well. If people are at home, it's less need for resource to be deployed in the case of people either getting stranded, caught in flooding waters, or potential for accidents. So if you absolutely need to travel, do. Otherwise, if you've got the ability to stay home by a nice warm fire or heater, please do. And just caution for those who are travelling for work, because obviously the day job still carries on for many as well.
Indeed. And when do you expect to make another update on the situation?
We have briefings this morning, both national, regional and local. So hopefully by about midday we'll have information for updates, and then the same again in terms of mid to late afternoon.
Te ara, Hakuk. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate that update.